friends everywhere. And for Grandpa and Dulcie. Isadora Moon Goes to the Fair. Chapter 1. It was Saturday morning, and the sun was shining through our windows. It made me feel all happy and sparkly, and as though something interesting might be about to happen. "I wonder what it will be," I said to Pink Rabbit, as we made our way down the stairs to breakfast. Pink Rabbit bounced up and down beside me. He used to be my favourite stuffed toy, but my mum magicked him alive with her wand. She can do things like that because she's a fairy.
"Good morning, Isadora,"
yawned Dad, who was just coming in through the front door. He had been on his nightly fly. Dad is a vampire, so he stays up all night and sleeps during the daytime. He stepped into the hallway, and I noticed that he was standing on a colourful piece of paper lying by the doormat. "What's that?" I said, pulling it out from under his shiny black shoe.
"Junk mail, probably," said Dad.
But it didn't look like junk mail to me. As I smoothed out the crumples, I saw that the piece of paper was a big, glittering poster with a picture of a carousel in the middle of it. The carousel was covered with fairy lights and spinning under a starry sky. Delighted children sat on top of fancily dressed ponies, holding clouds of pink fluffy candy floss in their hands. "Fun fair spectacular," shouted the twirly pink writing above the carousel. "Next weekend only." "Oh, wow, Dad," I said. "Can we go, please?"
Said Dad, as I followed him into the kitchen. "I'm not sure. Ask Mum."
Mum was at the kitchen table, spooning some strawberry yogurt into my baby sister Honey Blossom's mouth. I held the poster up for her to see. "Look, Mum," I said, "can we go?" "A fair?" said Mum dubiously. "A human fair? I'm not sure. Ask Dad." "I've asked Dad," I said exasperatedly. "He told me to ask you." "Oh," said Mum, taking another look at the poster. "Well, please," I begged.
"Wouldn't you rather go to a vampire fair?" asked Dad. "I used to love going to vampire fairs with my friends when I was a young boy. All those lovely spooky rides lit by flickering candles in the dead of night, and delicious red food. My favourite ride used to be the Coffin Blaster."
"Or a fairy fair," suggested Mum quickly. "Fairy fairs are lovely, all full of flowers and beautiful nature. I used to like going on a little flower cup ride with my friends."
"Pfft," said Dad. "The Coffin Blaster is much more exciting."
"But not as pretty," pointed out Mum. "Oh, but I really, really would like to go to the Fun Fair Spectacular," I said. "And it's only on next weekend. Please, can we go? I promise I'll tidy my whole bedroom."
"Maybe," said Mum. "We'll think about it."
When I went to school the following week, I asked my friends if they had seen that the Fun Fair Spectacular had come to town. "I saw a poster on my way to school," said Zoe. "I'm going to ask my mum if she'll take me."
"I want to go too," said Bruno. "I'm going to ask my dad."
"So am I," said Jasper.
My friends all started chattering excitedly about the fair.
"I want to go on the roller coaster," said Sashi. "I've heard it has 100 loops."
100? Gasped Bruno. "I'm definitely going on that."
"I'm not," shuddered Samantha, looking fearful. "I prefer the teacups."
"Teacups are boring," said Jasper. "The Dodgems and the Ghost Train are much more exciting."
"Oh yes, the Ghost Train," said Zoe, shivering with glee. "And we can eat candy floss and hot dogs."
"I love candy floss," cried Sashi. "It's like eating clouds."
"Will you come, Isadora?" said Zoe, looking at me. "I bet you've never been to a human fair before." "I haven't," I said, "and I really want to go. I'll have to ask Mum and Dad again." All day I thought about how I would persuade them to let me go, and by evening I had thought of a whole list of things I could do. "Mum," I said, "if you take me to the fair, I promise to water all your lovely fairy plants for a whole week, and I'll help change